in whatever time zone you're in, colleagues. Thank you for investing this time for collegiality. We're so glad you're here. Before we start, I want to introduce our UUMA membership administrator, Hannah Franco-Isaacs, who will share the very important technical information with us. Hannah?
Hi everyone, thanks Leslie. Hopefully you've been on Zoom before, so you know how to use it. But if you need some assistance, you can message UUMA Program Administrator Jan Taddeo in the chat. We are going to be turning the chat off right after the invocation. So I love seeing all of you here checking in the chat, saying hello. Please keep doing that. We will turn the chat back on at the end of the meeting, so you can have that collegial connection. I would also love to invite those of you who are not currently needing to have your videos on to turn your videos off, just so that the bandwidth for all of us is as strong as possible. I think that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Hannah. And now I would ask Nick Cable to give our invocation.
All right. Hello, colleagues, wherever you're coming in from. I invite us into this with these words of invocation from our dear colleague and ancestor, Hope Johnson. We are one, a diverse group of profoundly kindred spirits. Here, not by coincidence, but because we choose to journey together. We are active and proactive. We care deeply. We live our love as best we can. We are one. Working, eating, laughing, playing, singing, storytelling, sharing, and rejoicing. Getting to know each other, taking risks, opening up, questioning, seeking, searching, trying to understand, struggling, making mistakes, paying attention, asking questions, listening, living our answers, learning to love our neighbors, learning to love ourselves, apologizing and forgiving with humility, being forgiven through grace, creating the beloved community together. We are one.
Thank you, Nick. I want to welcome you to the 2024 UUMA Annual Meeting. Your elected board members are grateful to have you with us to do the annual business of the association. I'm Leslie Takahashi, use the pronouns she, her, and I come to you from the ancestral lands of the Ohlone and Miwok peoples, and I serve as president of the UUMA board right now. We come together across a diversity of ministries and with the understanding that this time of meeting privileges those of us in particular kinds of ministerial positions and in particular geographies. For those of you who are joining us from chaplaincies and community ministries where you had to work extra hard to be here or watching this recording after work, thank you. For those of you who had to reschedule an important congregational task, thank you. For all of you, I know that time is always scarce and the demands are always great. For those of you that had to replan something that's important in your family life, thank you. So we honor you all for investing in collegiality and for being patient as we keep adapting to these new ways of being together that are so important. This format allows us not to travel at the end of a long year, and it is also hard. We don't get to share as many of the joys and sorrows of our shared profession with one another. So I want to ask us to just take a moment in the chat and let us hear if there is something you would have us know, whether it is a moment of great joy from your year or a moment that I just realized that we're turning the chat off. But so maybe the next time we have the chat on, we will do that. We will take a moment to hold these together. And I also want to mention to you and be express gratitude for our care team, which is here. And you can reach out to them as well if you need to at any point during this meeting. If you get here in this place, which sometimes we have to come to realize sort of where we are, if you get here and you realize it would be good to have some support, please reach out to our care team or resolve to reach out to the colleague, one of the colleagues you are missing sitting next to you today. So now we gather in the spirit of the mission of the Unitarian Universalist Ministers Association. I will read our mission, calling forth courageous and transformative ministries, empowered by love, committed to collective liberation, because we need each other. And with that, I call the 2024 annual meeting to order, and I recognize Jeanette Lawley, our board clerk, director of operations and finance, to confirm that we have met a quorum.
Thank you, Leslie, and thank you all for your notes in the chat. We will turn it off after the quorum. We currently have 1,926 fabulous, incredible, wonderful, caring, giving, and generous members, which makes a quorum for our business, as 10% stated in the bylaws, 193 or 192.6, and sometimes I am the 0.6. Seeing well over the 193 in our Zoom, seeing 283 in our Zoom space, we have met the required quorum.
Wonderful.
Leslie, you're
You're
muted.
Muted, Wesley.
Sorry. Lots of screens, despite them all. Next, we will approve our consent agenda, which includes the appointment of our parliamentarian, Kelly Asprith Jackson, our timekeeper, Nick Cable, and our election tellers, Samaya Oakley, Chip Rausch, and Jamie Rieger. By approving the consent agenda, we also accept the minutes as found in your annual meeting packet from our 2023 annual meeting, and we establish the rules of procedure for our time together. These rules can be found in the annual meeting packet and posted alongside the final agenda at uuma.org. I recognize Chip Rausch to conduct a Zoom poll so that we may vote on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Leslie. For the votes during today's meeting, we'll be using the Zoom polling feature. It has its own idiosyncrasies, and one of those is it allows only one voter per login. In the past, we attempted to compensate for this by adding additional questions for second voters. This inadvertently caused the poll to be confusing and less accessible to folks uncomfortable with the Zoom technology. This year, to help increase accessibility, we ask that if you're in a situation where you are sharing a screen, please have one of you answer the poll that comes up on screen, and then additional people use the chat feature in Zoom to cast your votes. If your name begins with A through L, please chat to teller A through L. If it starts with M through Z, then chat to teller M through Z. You get to choose whether it's your first name, your last name, or your middle name that you use to determine which teller you're supposed to message. Only the teller that you send a message to will see your vote. Feel free to switch who's using the poll function and who is using the chat for different votes as we go along. We also want to point out that any UUMA members who have been made co-hosts for this meeting must use the chat feature to vote. So, consent agenda poll should be launched. The results are very promising. I'm checking with Samaya. With the consent agenda poll at 99% or more, and a significant number of yes votes on the Zoom thing, Zoom messages. The tellers report that the consent agenda has been approved.
Thank you, Chip. Well, good afternoon, or for me, it's afternoon, colleagues. Again, welcome. I want to give my report. And I want to begin with a very quick story, as those of us in this profession are often prone to do. On Friday, I did a celebration of life for Sonia Christopher, a member since 1965 of the congregation I serve. Though that is impressive, her national claim was not for that, but rather for the fact that she was the first person voted off the island on the grandparent of reality show's Survivor. At the time, she was a 60-something person who had just survived breast cancer, and though she was a human being with her all of her faults, what I appreciated about her was something I appreciate about all of us gathered here today. That we take our status as survivors of so many things that words cannot describe and turn them into strengths in what we do. In our case, in ministry, we do this. Sonia used her survivor credentials with determination, going on to raise awareness about breast cancer and doing so as a lesbian elder. We, in an ever-evolving ministry in a hurting world, are in fact alchemists, I suggest to you today. This morning, I want to highlight a couple of the things that were in my written report. I will not be repeating that report. It reflects, as do these remarks, the work of the entire board, which has been courageously working in real time with some of the new challenges of ministry. That report was sent to you as part of your packet. Your board's biggest goal this year has been to continue to help Unitarian Universalist ministry in all the forms it takes thrive in this changing world and to be advocates for what you need to make ministry livable and rewarding as a profession. With more of us in community ministries in the circle of who is in ministry widening, our time-held ways of gathering to learn together and support one another are not enough, and in some cases are not even useful or accessible. We want to be in dialogue with you, as we have been for the last 2 years, in this coming year, about how we can do this in a way that suits our time and your current needs. What we know is that trying to go it alone as ministers is dangerous for all of us as individuals and for those we serve. Relationship and the changing nature of collegiality have been major themes for us this year. Relationships among us, relationships with our other religious professional colleagues, and right relationship with those with whom we minister, which is so important in an age where distrust of institutions and positional authority is so rampant. The bylaws amendments you see reflect our conclusion that the work of widening the circle will have to be a continued accepted skill of the craft among us, especially at a time when we need to make our collegial spaces safe for all. I live in a minority-majority state, and what I know is that there are the challenges of leading in these times where multiple needs are in conflict with one another are great. And when we only have so much effort to go around, it means we must continue to hone the skills to work towards common goals across difference. Gratitude to so many is in order today. Special thanks to all who volunteered with the UUMA in so many ways, many of them full of additional challenges. I want to give a special shout out to our nominating committee, who had the unenviable work of seeking volunteers in a time when all plates feel overfilled. great gratitude to departing board member Connie Simon, whose keyboard should be worn blank from all the typing she has done for us in these years and whose wisdom is always held so close, and to Derek Jackson, about whom more will be said later. I want to thank the service of all my board colleagues, for this year has been one marked by difficult conversations leading to clearer practices for us as a board that are fitting to this time. And so I say that to say to you, we are modeling what it is that we know all of us need to model. Most importantly, we have been willing to ask the hard questions. And so I end my brief remarks to you today, not with a statement, but rather with some of the hard bits we have been discussing and want to continue to be in dialogue with all of you around. These are questions that fill our hearts and that we know in our dialogues also touch yours. How do we continue as a learning ministry in a world where we have so much to learn in the face of change, if the ways we used to gather together to share in our learning don't work for us, an increasing number of us anyway? How do we share resources with one another about how do we share resources with one another about preaching and educating our delegates about the Article II values, which I believe offer an exciting path of theological engagement for this new time? How do we support one another and pay attention to and be willing to hold the complexities that allow us to speak out against the great moral issues of our times, including the humanitarian tragedies of both the terrible violence against Israelis on October 7th and the devastation of Gaza and the Palestinian people that has been perpetuated in the many months since? How do we do that in a way that respects our different positions? And how are we part of the solution of rebuilding a national infrastructure of involvement for young adults and youth, which has so long been, among other things, not only a lifeline for those young adults and youth, but also a pipeline into this profession that we love, a pipeline which is desperately needed as so many of our congregations struggle to maintain local religious education programs? And how do we better support one another across our own differences towards our common mission in these times? We have much we need to ponder together, colleagues, and I look forward to those conversations. I now recognize Wendy Bartel to present the bylaws revisions.
Thank you, Leslie. Such deep and important questions indeed. Good day to you, whatever time zone you are in. A big shout out of thanks to the Board of Trustees, the UUMA executive team, and the staff team. And I also give thanks for the many people alive and now among the ancestors who have been part of my journey towards more accessibility, justice, inclusion, as we move into this part of our meeting. I currently serve in Schenectady, New York, land of the Kanyen-Kehaka, also known as the Mohawk people of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. I am your governance trustee at large. Please use my name rather than gender pronouns, and you will make my genderqueer heart happy. And you know what else makes me happy? Bylaw changes. Today, I present to you, on behalf of your UUMA Board of Trustees, a proposed bylaw change to Article 10. The slide will be showing you our current language. For those for whom vision is not available or whose screen is tiny, and for the ways that all our different brains process information, I will also read it to you. The current language of Article 10 says standing committees. Standing committees of the UUMA include guidelines and ethics and collegiality. The Board of Trustees shall appoint standing committees. The Board of Trustees may set up or abolish such temporary committees as may be necessary from time to time, except for those specified in these bylaws. Our next slide is sharing the language that we propose. Article 10, perennial committees. Perennial committees of the UUMA include ethics and collegiality, guidelines, and widening the circle. The Board of Trustees shall appoint people to serve on its perennial committees. The Board of Trustees may also set up or abolish temporary committees as may be necessary from time to time, except for those specified in these bylaws. Now, some of you who've been around a while may recall that we have some history with this, with a committee on anti-racism, anti-oppression, and multiculturalism, along with lots of other various incarnations. Melissa Carvel-Zimmer, our awesome executive team member, will share a bit about that.
Thanks, Wendy. Just a small bit of history. In 2001, our Board of Trustees responded to a direct request from Black Indigenous People of Color UU ministers to confront systemic racism and oppression in our association. The leadership at that time on our board created a board position and soon after a committee to work with the elected board member to help the UMA work toward becoming a more anti-racist, anti-oppressive, multicultural association. Since then, there have been many and varied ways this commitment has been expressed and enacted in the UMA. The roles of the committee have been wide, ranging from efforts to support, educate, mentor, advocate, center BIPOC voices, and advance systemic change in Unitarian Universalism, both within our world and outside in our larger world. In 2021 and 23, you may remember we went through extensive processes to renew and update our mission and our purpose statements. Since then, the UMA has continued to discern how our systems and structures need to continue shifting to leverage the resources of our professional staff team, represented in the work with the board by Jeanette and I as the executive team in shared ministry with our Board of Trustees. All at a time when the UMA is being impacted by the same shifts in volunteerism that are occurring in our congregations and in many other volunteer organizations. What all this means is that we know for sure we cannot discern a system and a strategy and ensure that it will hold for the long term. We need to continually be in discernment about how to most effectively live into our mission, advance our purposes, and pursue our goals for today and for tomorrow.
Thank you, Melissa. Moving forward and building on the good work of our predecessors, we, your board, propose this change. As the board monitors and assesses the executive team performance, we want members to help us reflect on this work in the UUMA as a whole. And we also think that by institutionalizing a widening the circle perennial committee, that this is a way to ensure accountability to that commitment. In 2017, the Commission on Institutional Change of the UUA was charged with conducting an audit of the power structures and analyze systemic racism and white supremacy culture within the UUA. A few years ago, an earlier incarnation of the UUMA board began conversations about our own policies and practices to see what we might learn from the recommendations in the Widening the Circle report. Last year, the board charged a bylaws committee to review the UUMA purpose statement with consideration towards the new UUMA Y statement, the Commission on Institutional Change, or the COIC, and the liberatory future that is longing to emerge. Many of you and many of our colleagues not here participated in that review and gave fantastic feedback, which helped articulate a bylaw change that was overwhelmingly approved at last year's annual meeting. That purpose statement is or will soon be in the chat to remind you of that new purpose statement. Today's recommended bylaw change is inspired by the Commission's report, as well as that updated purpose statement, particularly the part that says, recognizing the complexity of power and committed to ethical ministry, our relationality with and responsibility to one another, and our shared work dismantling systems and structures of racism and oppression, we. And then those following 4 points. But that line is a really important part of our work in proposing this to you today. The board is also taking seriously our role to nurture our transforming faith through collaborative leadership. True collaboration becomes more possible when more perspectives are present, when there is more room in the center for more voices, more stories, more ideas. This change addresses the idea of standing, as in a standing committee, of having a particular resonance, a particular expectation and status as part of much of our world. And when we shift a word, we can begin to imagine something else into being. For example, the phrase member in good standing in some circles has become member in good stead. Or a less governance type example, many of us have shifted this to varying languages, but an example would be please stand to sing our next hymn can become let us rise in spirit and or in body to sing our next hymn together. We, your board, tried on a variety of words and landed on perennial committees, another way of saying ongoing and reminding us of our interdependence with the earth. We also tried on different names for a committee that would be charged specifically in the areas of anti-racism and anti-oppression, and eventually landed on widening the circle committee for this next incarnation of this work within the UUMA. In the commission's report, there is an excerpt from our fabulous UUA president, the Reverend Dr. Sophia Betancourt, from a 2018 workshop where she writes, "Our first principle calls us to learn a language of resilience and liberation in response to the pain of this world that we have inherited, so that we might find wholeness and grace in our brokenness. A universalist theology of liberation in the present day centers our capacity to be sanctuaries of radical truth-telling and abundant compassion, that the all-embracing love at the center of our tradition can serve to make all of us more whole." Should you, dear colleagues, choose to affirm this board-presented change to the bylaws, we, in turn, will discern and then we will charge a widening the circle committee in ways that move us all towards that truth-telling, compassion, and all-embracing love at the center of our tradition, that we might, together, become more whole. Giving life the shape of justice will continue to evolve over time. This feels like the right change now as we face so many challenges in ministry. As your board at-large trustee for governance, I hereby move to approve the revision to Article 10 as presented in your annual meeting packet.
Thank you, Wendy. So, my dear colleagues, opportunities for discussion and amendment have been offered to the membership, and we had no comments on the proposed changes received by our deadline of May 13th. And as per our rule, we do not entertain amendments during the meeting, but hold the floor open per our rules for discussion. For this discussion, as has been the practice, we will employ a progressive stack, and I ask Melissa Carvel-Zemer to please explain this process for members wishing to enter the queue.
In all of our discussions, we will be using a progressive stack, which is a weighted queue that gives priority to voices that are too often marginalized or underserved. We invite our colleagues with marginalized identities to speak first, and we will reserve the first two speaker spaces in each discussion accordingly. You get to determine if you feel that you should be in the progressive stack. We will continue to prioritize the voices of colleagues who join the progressive stack throughout our meetings. To have your name added to the queue, please message me or Jeanette Lawyer in the chat and let us know that you want to speak. When you message, tell us yes, you want to be in the progressive stack, or no, you are not requested being in the progressive stack. And you'll also find these directions in the chat.
Thank you. All right, so we will invite those who have question or comment in first using our progressive stack to enter in, and I know I'll be informed of who's entering in. Also, the wording has been placed in the meeting chat.
Leslie, perhaps I might clarify in case it's confusing that people need not wait to message us. So whether you're in the progressive stack or not, you're welcome to message us now and we'll manage the queue accordingly. And we do have someone who would like to speak. So we'll continue to monitor the chat while we turn now to Caitlin Cotter-Coilberg, who would like to speak.
And Nick, you're our timekeeper, right, for this? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Welcome, Caitlin.
I just wanted to say, I think these changes are really lovely. As someone who's faced a lot of ableism in our processes, I'm really excited about this commitment to anti-oppressionism. And I also really love the name perennial because it makes me think of flowers and it's flower ritual season. And I love that we're upholding that part of our heritage in this unconventional, really lovely way. So I just think it's beautiful. And I wanted to speak out and say, thank you. This is very good for my heart today. Thank you.
Thank you, Caitlin. And thank you for being our first speaker as well.
Next, we have Diane Tigert, who would like to speak.
Hello. Well, ditto what she just said. As someone who can't stand up, I really just smiled when I heard the word disability. It just felt great. I mean, not disability, perennial. I think my stroke
Samsung
kicking in here. Anyway, oh, thank you for that great word.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. And we may have a problem with someone unmuting who isn't supposed to be unmuting. So just be aware that you could be unmuted. And I'm trying to watch that. And it's always the case that when you're in a meeting like this, every spam call that you ever were going to get in the day comes during this hour, right? So we'll just all be careful of that. All right. Who else? Thank you, Diane.
Ruth Reinhart is next.
Thank you. Thank you. Ditto to a full heart for this amendment and adding this to a perennial committee, and as it speaks to my permaculture heart. And honestly, I would really love to volunteer to be on this committee. I'm just there it is. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that speaks to our board heart. So thank you, Ruth, in this time of volunteerism scarcity. So that I believe, well, yes. So we'll continue if there's other comments or questions.
No one in the queue right now. So we can take another moment to see if someone.
Let's take a moment because technology is not always everyone's friend, and we never want to rush something in this setting because, you know, I don't know, some of you probably haven't had a moment to breathe today. So the wonderful Hannah reminded us all to breathe prior to coming on with you all. So we'll just remind you to take a breath right now because it is important work that we're doing.
Clyde Grubbs would like to speak.
Clyde, thank you.
Hello? I was on the 2001 draft.
Clyde, we're having a little trouble hearing you, so if there's any way you could be a little closer to your microphone or maybe check on next to you with the caret next to your mute button that you have the correct microphone.
I was
selected.
Part of the 2001 draft of the Committee on Ministry for Anti-Racism, Anti-Oppression, and Multiculturalism. So I think this language and this concept is good, and I support it.
And thank you, Clyde. And just for those of you that might have heard had a little trouble hearing that, Clyde said he was part of the draft of the last committee and believes this draft is good and he supports it. So thank you, Clyde, for I hope that's an accurate restatement of your position. Thank you so much. Nick, I'm going to ask you, could you give me a minute from this point when we go into these times? Just so we'll allow for a full minute to pass. I'm enjoying scrolling through and looking at all these wonderful names and faces myself, but I want to make sure that if anyone wants to speak and the technology is giving you fits, which sometimes it does, that that is not a reason that you are kept from speaking. Okay. I believe that our minute has passed, and Nick has informed us in the chat. Thank you, Nick. So I'm going to make one more call. If there's anyone else, if there's no one else that wishes to speak to this, then I would entertain.
I haven't been able to figure out how to. I don't,
there you sure. go, Michelle. You're
supposed to raise my hand, or I've lost track of what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, that's a really good point. All right.
So, I think people are quiet. Just we trust you. Okay, this is great work. You do great work, and it's always the leading edge of things. And things I think about. Oh, can we bring this back to congregations and other organizations? So, I think the quietness should be taken as a big resounding affirmation of the work that you do. There's leadership. So thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. We really appreciate this. And I also want to make sure that your question isn't shared by others. So I would just ask Hannah to one more time, just remind us how in the chat, perhaps how people should indicate that they want to be heard, because it is different and we're all running meetings on this platform all the time in different ways. So it's probably good to reiterate. So you can use the, here we go. Yeah, we have 8 minutes remaining. And I think believe that they are scanning for raised hand feature and also comment messages in the chat. Okay.
And you can message Melissa or myself. And thank you, Jan, for putting the text back in the chat. I'm sorry, Anna, for putting that in the chat, but yeah.
So the part that is relevant, because this will be important for other things, is you need to message Melissa or Jeanette, and both of them have an exclamation point in front of their name, which raises them to the top of your drop down. So you should be able to see that. And then just say, yes, you want to be in a speaker. This is focused on the progressive stack, but this would also be the truth for other people. So I want to make sure that those perhaps who are not in the progressive stack who want to speak can speak at this time. If there's anyone. Okay. I am going. So I, seeing that there are no further people in the queue, I suspend this vote to our electronic ballot. We have our instructions again at the end of our meeting on the electronic ballot. And directions on how to vote on these revisions will be shared at the end of the meeting. And I want to honor my board colleague, Wendy Bartel, for the presentation and the hard work of our governance working group. It's one of the things we implemented this year were working groups. Our governance working group on submitting these this bylaws change, which was also informed by the work of our Widening the Circle working group. So thank you. I next recognize the co-chairs of our nominating committee, Margalie Belazer and Ali Casey Bell.
Margalie, you're muted. Oh, I thought I unmuted myself. All right. Why not, right? It is Zoom after all. Somebody's got to be reminded. So, good afternoon. I am Margalie Belazer. I use she, her, hers pronoun, and I come to you from the land that the Seminole people are indigenous to. And presently, it is known as Orlando, Florida. Currently, the nominating committee is made up of my co-chair, my co-chair, who will shortly introduce himself, Edith Love and Cynthia Landrum. We have two slots that were vacated at some point during the year and were therefore not complete. Cynthia and I have completed our term and will therefore be stepping down from the committee at the end of this year.
I'm Ali Casey Bell. My pronouns are he, they, or you can just use my name, Ali. I am the other co-chair of the nominating committee. I come to you from the land of the Piscataway Kanoi group of tribes, that lands that they are indigenous to, presently known as Bethesda, Maryland. Margalie and I are honored to present this year's slate of candidates and to speak to the motion. I will name those on the list shortly. And thank you to all of you who have indicated an interest to serve.
As a nominating committee, we work hard to recruit and select nominees for the UMA elected for leadership in the UMA. And we strive to balance demographic factors such as gender identity and orientation, ethnicity, abilities, cultural competency, age, geography, and ministry type.
Since it is within their purview, as stated in the bylaws, the board has appointed Sange Hawk to complete the last two years of a vacated term on the NONCOM and Eric Cherry to complete the last year of a vacated term on the NONCOM. We believe our slate of candidates reflects the balance for which we strive. For the Board of Trustees, Board President Robin Tanner, Board Secretary Chris Rothbauer, Member at Large Wendy Bartel, and for the Nominating Committee, Abi Janamanchi and Nick Felsen.
Serving in the leadership of UMA, of the UMA, is an important part of my own ministry. And actually, I think I was saying to Jeanette recently, I don't know if there has been a time when I have not served on the UMA in some capacity, leadership or not. So it's my heart serving and working with colleagues. And it has been my pleasure to serve you on as a chair, as co-chair on the nominating committee. So I will miss this work. And if you would like to be considered by the NOMCOM, please look at your UMA profile under UMA committee interests, and please click on the Board of Trustees or Nominating Committee so that we know that you are interested in serving in those capacities.
We are so thankful to Margalie and Cindy for their service, and thank you for your attention, collegiality, and for doing ministry in these challenging times.
And I just want to say thank you to Margalie and Cindy and also Ali and the entire nominating committee, because this is, I held that role at one point and I remember it was a challenging one and those were an easier time. So I very much honor you all for your work for that, for doing that. It's very, very important. All right. So, as the nominations process has been publicized and passed in accordance with our bylaws, no additional nominations will be entertained from the floor. The committee has submitted this as a motion. So, hearing none, I suspend this vote to our electronic ballot. Well, let me make sure. Is there any discussion on this motion? Sorry. Let me make sure I do my things here. Give it a minute. Again, if you wish to speak, please. The procedures are in the chat. You can email Jeanette or Melissa. One of the things your board learned this year, at least me, is the importance of taking time when we need to take time. So, one more breath. We can all appreciate the work of our nominating committee. One more moment. Okay. Hearing.
I'm getting a message saying that people can't are having some people are having trouble chatting. Is the message I just got, even to me. So I'm wondering if we could turn the chat all the way on for a moment.
This is why we wait. I'm wondering, Melissa, what it's looking like for you right now. You're getting some.
I am not receiving any messages. We do have a question in the chat about the electronic ballot.
Yes, and let me just say that the electronic ballot will be fully explained to us at the end of our meeting. Believe me, it'll be hard to escape the realities of the electronic ballot.
I have a message from someone who was saying that they had wanted to use the chat just to voice affirmation and appreciation. And so that's one message. And also that the reactions button appears to be off, and they might have used that as well. So learnings for all of us about how people might want to express themselves in multiple ways.
There is a Jan just posted some information about the times for voting, and you will get more information about how to vote. We promise you, we want you to vote, so we will make sure you have that information. There will be no, and Jeanette will be explaining that to us, as I just mentioned. Okay, thank you for those comments. Nick, I'm going to ask for one more minute, and then if you can let me know when that is. Thank you so much for that service that you're doing. It's our timekeeper. You all will be happy to know that the next thing that will happen is Jeanette will actually explain the voting process.
Are we waiting for a minute, or are we good to, am I good to go?
You're good to go now.
Thank you. So the voting process will be open tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. And the reason why we wait for then is we, after this meeting, we will wait for the recording to process. It takes a little while to process. And we post the recording link and the nomination at the same time. So it gives the staff a little minute to get all of our emails together, and therefore we open it and send it out to the group all together. Hopefully this year, the voting, last year, everyone with the feedback we received that it was super easy to vote. The hardest thing about voting is remembering your username and password to your UUMA.org site. So when you visit UUMA.org, you navigate to the Member Center. When you log in, you should go directly to the Member Center. There are two votes on the ballot tab, and there you can see your annual meeting packet for details on about what the votes are about. And you will receive an email with details within the next 2 hours. And voting will be open through tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow, to give everyone a chance to review the video, or we will also try and post it as a podcast if you have a drive that you would like to listen to it on, or a morning walk, or an evening walk, or any kind of adventure that you want to take the UUMA annual meeting on with you, we'd love to go with you. And if you have questions or concerns, you can email the staff at staff@uuma.org.
Here's Leslie.
I forgot to say, if you have a problem, it's better to call the teller line, which is extension 703, or tellers@uuma.org are the ways to reach the tellers, because they are in charge of the election.
Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you for that. It is... Okay, so my computer just decided that it didn't want to finish the meeting, which is not a fun thing. But I do want to say that we're appreciative of that, and that our next task is to, which is a pleasurable one, is to have a chance to, it is now my great joy to invite you to celebrate the contributions of one of our colleagues who has done so much for all of us. The Reverend Derek Jackson spent 6.5 years faithfully serving the UUMA. Derek brought a wonderful combination of experience and wisdom and dedication and care, attention to detail and presence to his work with continuing education and as a member of our executive team. We are so grateful to Derek for his many contributions and want to thank him for his ministry with the UUMA. And we want all of us to be able to thank Derek. So you are now welcome to click on the link to the Mentimeter poll that's been pasted in the chat and to complete the poll with some words of gratitude for Derek or a blessing that he can take with him from his time with the UUMA. So please do, let's take a few minutes to do the Mentimeter, and then we will have a chance to also hear from Derek's two executive team colleagues, Melissa and Jeanette. This is beautiful how this is just building in front of us.
I'm unclear how we put our words in that.
So we put the link right above in the chat, and if you click on that, it will allow you to add your words. I think Jan has posted it a couple times.
And if you're having trouble, go ahead and text Jan or one of the other staff, and we will add your words to it.
You can also see right at the top, it says join at menti.com and use this code. So you can also do that on your phone or on another tab on a browser in your computer.
And seeing the responses come in, I think we'll watch all of these words of blessing come. As I say, Derek, boy, were we honored and truly blessed to be your collaborator. This is Jeanette speaking, to be your collaborator in ministry for 6.5 years. We cannot thank you enough for all the wonderful ways you shared your gifts and talents and brought yourself to our shared work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Derek, we miss you so much on our team. We really miss you. And we are so grateful that you are modeling, following your call wherever it leads. And we know that you're doing really important work on the Unitarian Universalist Association staff. So thank you for taking up that work, even as we miss you terribly here at the UMA. And we want you to have blessings from all of us, all of your colleagues in the UMA. So this Mentimeter poll will go with you. And I would love for us to be able to get it up again so we can all see these blessings for Derek. I know gratitude is right there at the center. And for people who might have a little trouble seeing this tiny print, I want to say that your colleagues recognize you, Derek. They know that you are kind, open-hearted, that you have a marvelous ability to hold space, that you bring gifts of presence and creativity and compassion, that you're inspiring and gentle, dedicated and gracious. You have so many gifts for ministry, and we are so grateful that you have shared with the UUMA. Take these blessings with you and know that we are so glad to know that you'll continue to bless the world for many years to come. We don't want to put you on the spot, but do you want to say a word, Derek? It's fine to shake your head now.
I'm happy to say a word or so. I just want to offer my gratitude to all of you for, I could only do the ministry that I did because of the support of the exec team. Jeanette and Melissa are like the two best people to be serve on a team with. I'm just so grateful for our time together and for the work we were able to do together. But I'm also grateful for the people who volunteered, who engaged, who participated. I came up with ideas of things to do, but if no one showed up, then that meant that, you know, that didn't have any meaning. And it's because people like really listened and gave ideas and thoughts and brought their own connection to the work of continuing education and lifelong learning that I was able to do the work that I was able to do. So I want to thank you for being willing participants, giving me great feedback, and being a support in the work that I did at the UMA. And I look forward to working with you in new ways because I see the work of ministerial credentialing, not just with those who are in the process, but also with those who are already ministers as you are mentoring and supporting those in the process. And I need to be in conversation with you to make sure that you can do the best work that you are doing. So know that I still see us in connection, just in a new way. Thank you all.
And we are grateful for that. And thank you again, Derek. We so appreciate you. That was lovely. And folks, I will just say, despite computer changes and other things, we are right on time. So thank you all for the remainder of our time today. We'd like to invite you to participate in small group conversation. And as you know, we have an opportunity to have thematic small groups also during ministry days. We feel like this is a time when we need to be talking to each other. You can read all about the kind of groups that we have available and our goal for those groups on ministry days page at our website at uuma.org. But our goal today is different, and we talked a lot about this on the board. We want to have a more personal conversation. So we have randomly generated small groups, and we invite you to reflect on this question. What resonated with you in the context of ministry statement we'll be discussing in the thematic groups at ministry days? You know, it might be good for us to remember that was also in your packet. So keep that in mind if you're trying to figure out where to find that. Each group will have four people, and the question I just mentioned has already been pasted by Jan in the chat. Thank you, Jan. We'll have about 30 minutes for each of these breakouts. We suggest that you take up to 5 minutes for each person to share and reserve the remaining time for a conversation about what you noticed after listening to each person, so you can actually have a generative conversation. So we'll send you periodic time checks to help you share the time. And we also know, many of us, that randomly generated groups can be awkward. We have many multiple relationships with each other. And if you find yourself in a group that's not a good match for you, just come back into the main room and we'll be happy to reassign you, no questions asked by us or those. We'll just have that as our norm of the others in your group. And so I'm gonna ask Hannah to please give us the directions for our breakouts. Thank you.
So I'm going to be creating the breakout rooms here. I would also say if you get into your breakout room and you're the only one there, don't be surprised. Sometimes people have their computer logged into Zoom and listen and go about their day and aren't actually sitting at their computer. So if you get into a breakout room and you are the only person there, feel free to come back and we will put you somewhere else. You'll get a little message on your screen in just a moment. This would also be a great time to turn back on your video if you're willing and able to be seen by your colleagues. There you all are. I love that when people start flooding in. It's lovely. All right, I'm going to click the buttons that I need to click. All right, you should get that invitation now. If you accept it, you'll be disappeared into that space. UUMA staff and tellers, I'm going to put you into rooms unless you tell me not to do that. Julika, Michelle, do you want to be in rooms?
I prefer not to be in rooms, Jan.
Great. I'm going to hang out of a room as well, I think.
Great. Melissa? You're muted, but I'm assuming you're staying. No, thank you. I'm good. Great.
Come back in. As you come back in, please feel free to post any observations from your conversations in the chat. It is open at the moment, and we'd love to get a flavor of what people talked about. It was just been fascinating. I have been in two of them so far. Because you have to be on multiple computers at times.
Leslie, I see folks are still returning. I'm wondering if you might like to offer that invitation again in a moment.
To meet you.
All right, I am back on this computer.
As folks come back into this space, I'd love to invite you, if you're not on the board, I think that's all we need. left during this part of the meeting, I'd love to invite folks to turn their videos off again. Makes my life a lot easier. And just a friendly reminder to keep yourself muted if you're not speaking. Thanks so much.
Okay, so I was saying to folks as we were coming back in that if you have an observation from your conversation you want to share in the chat, we'd love to see a couple of them. We are grateful to have had those opportunities to be in conversation with one another. So I am going to suspend the, we hope that those breakouts were helpful and that you enjoyed the chance to talk with one another. And I also know that we are definitely coming up on our, we had asked you to reserve 2 hours with our goal of getting done in less than that, which we are going to do for this part of the meeting. So I want to begin, I want to invite us just to take a moment in, of appreciation for all of us who have engaged despite all the other things that are going on in our lives. And I now will, we will have breakouts again tomorrow. So I hope if you enjoyed those conversations, you can look forward to them as well. I now suspend this meeting so that all of our members may have the opportunity to vote on our proposed measures in the remainder of our time. Please remember to vote and remind your colleagues who are unable to attend that a recording will be available. And check your email for those links in a few hours. And I look forward to seeing you when we resume on Thursday, same time, whatever time it was for you today, it will be the same time for you on Thursday. And during our time together on Thursday, we will hear reports from our treasurer, our executive team, as well as have a time to engage in an important conversation again about this changing context of ministry, but especially how it is affecting us collegially. And we know it's having very serious effects and very noticeable effects. So this is something that we really want to have an open conversation about. And with that, I will, and the important note from Hannah about the vote is going in the chat. We will not close immediately, so people can copy that out and copy these links and find the things you need to find and ask those questions. But I will now give our some closing words. And I wanted to use these words from our late colleague, Marjorie Bowens Wheatley, who was always so ahead of her time that they speak, I think, to our time specifically now. Remembering that the universe is so much larger than our ability to comprehend, let us go forth from our time together with the resolve to stop trying to reduce the incomprehensible to our own petty expectations, so that wonder, that sense of what is sacred, can find space to open up our minds and illumine our lives. Thank you all for participating, and I want to thank all our board members for all the work, and our staff and the executive team for all the work that went on to make this happen, and to each and every one of you for participating. And I believe that some of us will stay on to make sure that you get the links and information you need. Keep posting those observations if you want to. Thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm.